This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're for the birds. We usually like to talk about birds that we can experience in our Upper Delaware area, but we just couldn't resist doing a segment on the fascinating and iconic bird of the North Woods, the common loon. That haunting cry of the loon that you just heard, and that will also end our program, a long, mournful, wolf-like howl or wail, is used by separated loons to reestablish contact with one another. And listen to this. Now that sounded like crazy laughter, and it's called the tremolo, a wavering call given when a loon is alarmed, or it's used to announce its presence at a lake. And then there's the yodel, given as the male loon's territorial call, a far-carrying series of repeated phrases. Loons also give soft, short hoots to keep in contact with each other.
Loons are large, diving water birds with rounded heads and dagger-like bills. They have long bodies and short tails, and these tails are usually not visible. In flight, they look stretched out with a long, flat body and long neck and bill. Their feet stick out beyond the tail, unlike ducks and cormorants, and they look like wedges in flight. In summer, they are beautifully patterned. Adults have a black head and bill with red eyes and black and white spotted back and a white breast. From September to March, adults are plain gray on the back and head with a white throat. Common loons are usually found on good-sized lakes in the northern part of the United States and Canada. They only go ashore to mate and incubate eggs. Their legs are placed far back on their bodies, allowing efficient swimming, but on land they move quite awkwardly. Loons move pretty fast in the air, too. Migrating loons have been clocked flying at speeds of more than 70 miles per hour. The common loon swims underwater to catch fish, propelling itself with its feet. It swallows most of its prey underwater. The loon has sharp, rearward-pointing projections on the roof of its mouth and tongue that help it keep a firm hold on slippery fish.
Though people on the surface only see loons disappear with a dive and reappear with a fish in their bill to be swallowed head first, their fishing pursuits underwater are something to behold. Loons shoot through the water like a torpedo, propelled by powerful thrusts of feet, which are located near the rear of their body. When their quarry changes direction, loons can execute an abrupt flip, turning 180 degrees in a fraction of a second. Unlike most birds, loons have solid bones that make them less buoyant and better at diving. They can quickly blow air out of their lungs and flatten their feathers to expel air within the plumage, so they can dive quickly and swim fast underwater. Once below the surface, the loon's heart slows down to conserve oxygen. Loons do their feeding during the day when they can best see their prey. As you see common loons on a lake, they often perform a territorial display of lifting their body upright and flapping their wings vigorously.
Loons are like airplanes in that they need a long runway for takeoff. They need from 30 yards to a quarter mile, depending on the wind, for flapping their wings and running across the top of the water in order to gain enough speed for liftoff. Baby loons are a real treat to see in the spring. As they follow their mother across the lake, they often will hop a ride on their mother's back and burrow under her feathers to keep warm, I presume, or maybe to keep hidden. We hope that you'll have a chance sometime to be near a northern lake and hear and see these unique birds. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country.